Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on storage and backup in virtualized environments. I'm Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Andrew McCreath, Virtualization Practice Lead at Glasshouse Technologies UK. The first question is, what effects are virtualized environments having on backup and storage?
The primary effects on the backup and storage are around utilization. With virtual machines, you obviously increase your utilization at the storage layer by not over-allocating physical disk. And on the backups, you improve efficiencies. The backup environment can change in many ways from your current methodology. Whereas today, you may have a virtual machine with a backup client installed, you may move to a host-based backup method, or you may move to a virtual consolidated backup method. Each of these will deliver higher costs and better utilization across your backup and storage estate. Virtual infrastructure has allowed organizations with siloed technology to move to a shared infrastructure model, whereas previously an organization with a finance, marketing, HR, sales division may have had their own projects funding isolated silos of SAN. They are now moving to a consolidated shared infrastructure. It's worth mentioning the shared storage needs to be capable of delivering the I/O requirements on the virtual estate as well. A lot of people make the assumption that their current technology stack will just migrate to the virtual environment. A lot of companies will need to address their storage needs and maybe upgrade, enhance, or work around the existing technology stack they have.
What are the key tasks to optimize storage and backup in a virtualized environment?
The key tasks for the backup are identifying the business requirements, the data required to be backed up on an ongoing basis. Historically, a lot of organizations, when deploying virtual environments, haven't looked at what backup changes need to happen. They may have had a day one policy that has just evolved and grown. So the general practice is to deploy some good housekeeping measures, identify legacy data, and clean it up before you migrate. This will lead to a cleaner, more efficient backup and storage environment in the virtual estate. Some key tasks around the storage will be identifying the configuration of the disks to ensure performance. There will be ensuring that your zoning set is correct across all hosts and ensuring that all the technology stack and the connectors are on the hardware compatibility list and supported infrastructure from the vendors. These tasks can be overlooked usually when organizations have got their own reference technical architecture and they just carry on using that. Organizations need to review the new world technology. They will need to adopt new technologies and best practices in line with virtualization. And they will need to ensure they have a good understanding. This may involve recruiting key resources or employing consultancy skills to fill the gaps. Key tasks in the backup area will be around ensuring your policies are accurate, that they are optimized in the current world, and that housekeeping has been applied to the data sets they're backing up, and also ensuring that you're not duplicating virtual machine backups as well. It's very easy to take snapshots of virtual machines and keep snapping them, but you'll need to ensure that you have processes to clean those up on a regular basis.
How do virtualized environments affect capacity management?
The effects on capacity management primarily affect the storage and its utilization. With many federated physical server estates, you will find that utilization is around the 40 to 60% mark. This is because typically you buy a server, it has 73 or 140 gigabyte hard drives installed in it, and yet your operating system and data may only come in at the half or third that value. When you move to a shared storage infrastructure like a SAN or NAS device, you do have the opportunity to streamline that. But projects come into an organization with a focus on a forecast data set they will require. Maybe that's a 3-year period or a 5-year period, and that is allocated to the budget up front. So capacity management will then deploy and procure the required capacity for that period, leading to over-allocation. With virtual machines, they only actually use the disk requirements in play today. So if an operating system has 8 gigabytes, it will use 8 gigabytes, rather than the fully allocated 12. This leads to better utilization, which will improve your ROI on the storage area network and deliver better value through the virtualization program of works.